Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2895. And today's date is October 10th, 2022. And the title of the episode is Sometimes It Takes Transparency to Force a Nation. Stage Being Set, Uranium One. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, every move they make, it is completely failing. They're testing the waters to see where the population is at, and the population is rejecting what they're trying to do. Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now, everything that they're pushing is in preparation to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And every push they make, the people of this country and the people around the world, they are rejecting it. And they're starting to realize the people are not going along with their plans. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And it's going to force people to say, you know something? You have this much control over the banking system. You have this much control over PayPal. You have this much control over my wealth and what I can and cannot do with it. Well, because of that, because you're showing me all of this, what we're going to do, and I'm talking about the people around the world, we're going to start to transition away from your fiat system. This way, you will not have the control anymore. This is what they are now showing the people of the world. Their entire plan right now is completely backfiring on them. Everything, every move they make, everything that they're doing with fuel prices, where they want to bring us into the Green New Deal, it is backfiring on them. Freezing bank accounts, making PayPal say, hey, we're going to fine you for misinformation, backfiring on them. Trying to get people to buy electric cars, backfiring. Trying to tell people windmills, solar panels, this is what you need, backfiring. Every step of the way, it is not working. And if you really look at what's happening now with the frozen bank accounts out in Canada, and you look at PayPal, because that's leading us to the central bank digital currency, this is failing. And the people now are waking up in droves, and the people are saying, absolutely not. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the fuel prices, because no one's buying what they're selling. Everyone knows who's responsible for this. They know what they have done here. And the people around the world, they're starting to feel the effects of this energy crisis, which is completely created by the deep state, by the private central bank and the World Economic Forum. They're the ones who created it. And it's very interesting, and I said this before, it's very interesting that we came into their system via an energy crisis, and they're trying to bring us out of the system via an energy crisis. But out in France, we have seen that there are long lines where people are waiting and waiting to fill up their cars. Actually, if you go back to the 1970s, what did we have? We had an energy crisis. We had odd, even days, and it went by your plates, where we had red flags, green flags, and there were lines down the street. We're seeing the same exact thing. Actually, we're seeing the same playbook, but this time it's a little different. Because back in the 70s, all you had was television, radio. Today, you have social media. You have alternative ways to get the truth out there, and the people are seeing the truth. But look what's happening out in France, and CIG on Telegram put this out and said, police in France are now checking your fuel tank before they allow you access to petrol stations. If you have too much in your tank, you are turned away. Shortages in France are forcing people to wait in line for hours just to get a partial refill of fuel. And we're going to see this happen in many, many countries. Actually, we're seeing it already. And it's just going to get worse as time goes on. And the people are waking up, and the people understand who's accountable for this. The people understand that this is not because of Ukraine. It's not because of Putin. It's because of what they're pushing here. And the people understand this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that we were told by Q to watch New York and California. And we can see out in these two states is a complete and utter disaster. We know that Newsom, he's going to tax the oil companies. We know fuel prices are through the roof right now. And everything that they've done to California is destroying the state. And what's very interesting is that Business Insider put a story out. And remember when they were building the high-speed rail train and Trump said, listen, how's the progress going? What do we got here? Oh, you haven't made any progress whatsoever? Well, I want the money back. This is what he said back then. Well, it's very interesting because the company that was working on this said they couldn't do anything with California because it was politically dysfunctional. And this is what they said. They said they tried to help California with its high-speed rail, but they rather do one in North Africa because the region in California is politically dysfunctional, and North Africa is less politically dysfunctional. So this tells you everything you need to know about California. If you notice, they couldn't get anything done. And this is why you have huge amount of people living on the streets because they can't find jobs. This is why you have high fuel prices. And this is why the state is going bankrupt. And it's getting worse and worse every single day. And I do believe people are starting to recognize this. And it's very interesting because the people of that state, they're moving out of the state. And Newsom can't figure this one out. Same thing with the governor of New York. Why are people leaving? It's so great here. No, the people see the truth. People see right through the lies. They can try political talk all they want. It's not going to work. And the people, they understand when something is wrong. And I do believe the people of California and New York, they need to start pushing back, because if they want more of what they're getting, well, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I think it's time that people take back control and vote these people out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, like I said in the beginning of this report, the Private West Essential Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are pushing their agenda. And each step of the way, they're testing the waters. They want to see if the people are going to go along with what they're trying to do. Think about what happened out in Canada, where we had the protesters. They were protesting freely. And all of a sudden, Trudeau went to the banks and said, let's start freezing accounts. Let's start shutting things down. Well, the people didn't respond well to this, so they backtracked very, very quickly. The same thing happened with PayPal. The PayPal, they came out and said, no. Our new terms of service, we're not going to fine people $2,500 for misinformation. Now, really think about this, because if someone put out information about Hunter Biden's laptop that, oh, no, the intelligence operatives, they're lying, the news is lying, Biden's lying, it really is Hunter Biden's laptop, they would have been fined $2,500. But look what happens in the end. That information turned out to be true. So when you really look at PayPal, what are they really trying to stop? Are they really trying to stop misinformation, or are they stopping the truth? That's really what they're doing. But since they leaked that information, I do believe the Central Bank of the World Economic Forum, they leaked it on purpose. And the reason they leaked it is they wanted to see where the people stood. What would happen if we put this out there? Would the people just go along with it? Are the people saying, yes, we must crack down on misinformation? No, the opposite happened. Once you go woke, you go broke. So the opposite happened, and the people started reporting that they were closing their accounts because of this. And people said, we don't need PayPal. You know what's happening now? The same thing that happened to big tech. Now the financial institutions, and this is very interesting, they're in trouble, because now people are going to be looking for what? Alternatives. Isn't that interesting? So all this is feeding into alternative currencies, moving away from the banking system, moving away from PayPal, Venmo, and the rest. This is what people are looking at. Benny Johnson on Telegram put this out and said, whoa, this is PayPal's stock this morning. An absolute nosedive after Patriots fought back and deleted their accounts over the woke company's initial plan to police your First Amendment rights. Don't give them an inch. This is the way. We are winning. Can you feel it? Absolutely. The silent majority right now is no longer silent, especially when you go after the bank accounts. The majority is going to show you in different ways. No, they're not going to burn down buildings. No, they're not going to start riots. All they're going to do is they're going to say, listen, we don't need you. We're going to close our accounts. And the same thing is going to happen with the banking system. Because remember, this is all tied together. And this is a complete and utter disaster for them. And you know what else is a disaster? What's happening in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 and the Dow. And I do believe Trump, he knows that once the stock market, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 come down, it's game over for them. This is going to be a disaster, and he knows it's coming down. Why? Because they tried to do this to him before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and now you can see the opposite is happening, and it's happening to them. Because what is the Fed doing? They are raising rates. This is what they tried to do before. But now they're really doing it, and it's on Biden's watch. It's on the puppet master's watch, and it's all falling apart. Interactive Polls put this out on Twitter and said, breaking, NASDAQ falls to two-year low on Monday, negative 1.84%. S&P 500 lost 1.2%. NASDAQ is down 33% in 2022. S&P 500 is down 24.5% in 2022. The stock market losses have wiped out $11 trillion from Americans' wealth. Do you think the people are waking up? What happens when this takes a nosedive and this thing goes down even further? People are going to start waking up like there's no tomorrow, because once you hit people in their pocketbook, in their bank accounts, in their wallets. It is game over for you. This is what brings people together. And the economy does bring people together. And people, as they watch the central bank, the World Economic Forum, push their agenda and fail every single time because the people aren't with them. They thought they were. They thought, oh, the people are going to go with us. Yeah, let's do it. They don't realize how big this majority is. And the majority isn't silent. And the people, as they watch this play out and they see, well, if they're doing this now to bank accounts and they're doing this now to PayPal, they could do it to any of the financial institutions that they own, that they control, because it's centralized. So what happens when we move to a central bank digital currency? They already made the announcement. This is the direction they're going in. The people are going to say, well, if there's a centralized person or a group of people handling this, couldn't they just shut us down very, very easily? Maybe we should look for an alternative. Maybe we should remove ourselves from the central bank system and move into gold, move into Bitcoin. Now, for a lot of people, Bitcoin is a lot easier because you can transition very, very easily. It's all electronic. For other people, they like to have a store of wealth as a backup. I do believe you should have both. Do the central banks have both? Absolutely. Forget what they say. Look at their actions, and you can see very, very clearly what you need to do. And everything that we're talking about is outside of the central bank system. You know what the people are seeing right now? The people are seeing that their wages aren't going up. Now, remember, the fake news from the very, very beginning said, oh, inflation's good for you. You're going to love it. Wages are going to go up. Inflation, it's all going to work out. But remember, we're at the end of their system. It doesn't work the same way. And you know what people are seeing? The people are seeing the worst pay cut in 25 years under Biden. Researchers from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas published new findings that calculated real wages, the effective income of workers when adjusted for inflation. You know what they calculated? Well, they found that a majority of employed workers, real inflation adjusted wages, have failed to keep up with inflation in the past year. For these workers, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5%. So people have lost 8.5% of their income. And this is consistent with what was reported in September, where the average American needed an annual wage increase of $11,500 to keep up with Biden's inflation. So people now are starting to realize, look what's happening here. My value in this paper currency is declining. And every day that passes, my purchasing power is getting less and less and less. And it's losing value very, very rapidly. And I know people look at Bitcoin or they look at gold and like, oh, look, it's down 2%. It's down 3%. Well, look at the fiat currency. Put it up just like Bitcoin or gold. It has just dropped by 8.5%. Now go back to 1971. It's lost about 98% of its value and it's declining very, very rapidly. Because when you see bread or you see fuel, what happens when fuel, let's use this for example, what happens when fuel is up to $15 or $20? What happens when bread is up to $25 or $30? That means your fiat currency lost value. Forget about 8.5%. At this point in time, you're going to say, whoa, this is like a 20% drop here. And if you looked at it like gold, if you looked at it like Bitcoin, because this is pegged to the dollar and it's manipulated, you would see like, oh, I would never invest in that. Why would you keep it in fiat? Is Bitcoin going down like the fiat currency? Is gold? No. Once the manipulation is removed, you're going to see something completely different. And remember, Bitcoin, I do believe this is going to be part of the new system. I do believe it's very easy to use. You can transition very easily from the fiat system into it. You can also have gold as a store of wealth. I do believe everyone should have both. And when you look at Bitcoin, what does it do? Well, it provides neutral, censorship-resistant money. Think of PayPal. Think of what happened out in Canada. Can someone all of a sudden just say, you know something, we're shutting down your account? No, they don't have the ability. It's not centralized. So they wouldn't be able to do it. If you're on the run and you needed to take your funds with you, you can take your Bitcoin anywhere without anyone else knowing. That's how easy it is. Bitcoin is open 24/7. It's open almost every single day of the year, unless there's a downtime or something. There's no holiday closures, no circuit breakers during volatile times. Nothing whatsoever. This is why the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, this is why they hate something outside of their system like Bitcoin and gold. Because you can use these currencies outside of the system and they have no control over it. If the entire world today decided we're going to remove ourselves from the fiat system and we're going to take everything, move it into Bitcoin and use it today, there would be no problem. If everyone wanted to take some of their currency and move it into gold as a store of wealth and keep it just in case, because remember, Bitcoin is digital, there'd be no problem and you'd be completely outside of their system. And what would happen to the central bank system? It would completely implode on itself and it wouldn't be able to function. There's an alternative today, and the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they use their playbook, as they use the same playbook they've been using over many, many years, they're the ones who are going to force people away from their system. I do believe Trump and the Patriots. This is part of their plan to have the central bank do everything. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let them do it. They're the ones in the spotlight. They're the ones pushing the agenda. Sometimes you have to be completely transparent to force people to do something. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. And as they keep pushing, their push is going to fail and the people are going to decide, I need to protect myself. This is a no-win situation for the Private West Central Bank and the World Economic Forum. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are struggling because they've lost their narrative a long time ago. The people that are the silent majority, they're no longer silent. No, they're not out there burning buildings and rioting. That's the left. That's Antifa. That's the criminals that they release onto the streets. What the people are doing right now, they are pushing back by voting, and any company that decides to go woke, they show these companies how powerful the majority is. And they show the companies, listen, if you don't want to do business with us, that's fine. We will take it someplace else. And the corporations, they're starting to realize this. And we are now starting to see the silent majority no longer be silent. And this is why I do believe Trump said the majority is back, because the majority now is awake. The majority is seeing what's happening. And think about what Trump and the Patriots, think about what he's been doing. Remember, from the very beginning, what did they do? They spied on his campaign. But even before that, what did they do? Didn't they have dealings with Russia, Uranium One? Weren't they working with Russia? Didn't they supply the necessary materials to produce nuclear weapons to certain countries? Didn't they supply certain materials to create the virus? Well, think about what Trump and the Patriots are doing, and then think about Ukraine. Think about why this is all revolving around that area, because when you start to look at this and you start to step back, I do believe Trump is bringing this full circle. Very interesting, because remember, Durham right now, he is building the case and he's basically creating the narrative so people understand everything that happened with Russia, Russia, Russia. And these players that he's going to be exposing to the normies, as he exposes these people, it's going to link up to Ukraine. And Trump, he's bringing it full circle, because now once all of this starts to come together, remember, this is just one piece, but I do believe this is a major piece. People are going to start to realize what these people have done. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later because lots happening out in Ukraine. But first, let's talk about Columbus Day, or what they're trying to call it, Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, what's very interesting about Columbus Day, a lot of people don't know the origins of Columbus Day. Most Americans may not know the origin of Columbus Day. In 1891, after 11 Italians were lynched in New Orleans, President Benjamin Harrison declared Columbus Day as a one-time celebration the following year to honor the contributions of Italians and Italian Americans in the United States. President Harrison's intention was for Columbus Day to be a one-time holiday. There was a popular acclamation for an annual observance. However, that's why it became a national holiday. Columbus Day is a bold affirmation of the dignity of Italian identity in the United States. Over the almost 13 decades that has been observed, it has evolved into an expression of Italian-American pride and has really very little to do with a man who sailed the ocean blue. But they like to switch this around. Now, what's very interesting about this is Trump said, and this is in all caps on True Social, bring back Columbus Day. Absolutely. And we could see all these different players, the low-level players, the mid-level players, all part of the deep state, all part of the swamp, they keep pushing the narrative that the puppet masters want. And you know what happens over time? You can see how these people are controlled and how they are really racist themselves. Let's go back in time a little bit. And this is a tweet by Nuri Martinez. Now, this individual is the LA City Council member. And this is what she said back then. This is July 21st, 2020. Once again, Trump's racist policies against immigrants, people of color, and the Constitution comes to light. We'll see him in court again, where he's not doing so good as of late. Well, I think he's doing pretty darn good, isn't he? Because he's winning all his cases. But let's fast forward to today. What did she actually say when she was giving comments about redistricting? Well, she said, F that guy, he's with the blacks. I mean, really think about this for a sec. So going back in time, she's making it seem like she's not racist, and it turns out she's really racist. And if you start to look at all these corrupt individuals and the criminal syndicate, they're all part of the same group. Why do you think they bring them in? They play a role, but eventually what happens is their role, they can't keep it up, and their actual inner self comes out and people see the truth. And people are seeing more and more people do this, and they're starting to question all of these people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know from the very beginning, Trump said that the 25th Amendment is not going to be used on him. It's going to be used on Joe Biden. And as time goes on, we see Joe Biden, he's losing it. Now, part of me, I think it's part of an act, or maybe there really is something happening, but you could see that he's fumbling words. He doesn't know which direction to go in. And now there's been a poll, and a new poll reveals that a majority of Democrats think Joe Biden possibly has mental health issues. Let that sink in. So there was an analysis in a new poll by INI and TIP, and it revealed that 64% of all voters, nearly two-thirds, up from 59% in a similar poll just 2 months ago, believe Biden has mental issues. So people now are starting to realize this, and they're starting to understand what he's saying. Now, he was giving a speech, and this is from coming from Greg Price. He put this out there on Twitter. It says, let me, and this is what Biden is saying, let me start off with two words. You probably heard this already, made in America. Well, everyone knows that's not two words, that's three words. And people are seeing this. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Trump, he decided to retruth this, and he has the video on True Social. The question is, why is he bringing attention to this? He's letting everyone know that Biden has problems, that there's something wrong. Now, is this being done on purpose, or is he using this because of what is coming out about his son, about what's going to be coming out about him? So I want to go back to post 4,851. This is October 14, 2020. We're coming up on a two-year delta. Down at the bottom of this post, it says something very, very interesting. It says FBI possession since late 2019. That's talking about the laptop. No FBI interviews. J.H. Biden due to optics attack political opponent. Lesson of the day, if you run for POTUS, all your past crimes magically disappear. Sometimes it takes transparency to force action. What are we seeing today? We're seeing transparency. People are now seeing that Hunter Biden, his laptop is real. Hunter Biden now, we know that indictments are coming and it's going to be a lot worse than the news is making out. They really don't know the inner workings of this, but they're trying to get ahead of the story. And down below it says, let's see what happens. In this case, does having early stage dementia help you or a previous deniability harmful politically drain the swamp? Yes, having dementia or actually making it seem like you have dementia and actually playing it up. Can you then, when everything starts to fall apart and everything starts to implode on you and the evidence starts coming out and people start to see what's really going on, can you say, I don't remember. I have no idea. Can you speak gibberish? Can you just look into space? Look what he can do now. I do believe that part of it may be on purpose. Now, Qutaw, he put this out because we could see everything is building now. And there is panic in D.C. The fake news is trying to get ahead of this. And this is coming from the Washington Post, The Hill, the BBC. It says, in Hunter Biden probe, agency evidence of tax gun purchase crimes. The Hill, the same thing. The BBC News, the same thing. The CNBC, the same thing. They're all trying to get ahead of this story. And we know why. Because it's going to be a lot worse. And it's going to lead up to who? Joe Biden. Actually, I do believe this is going to lead into many different people, maybe even Obama. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe this is going to be leading into Uranium One and many other things. And I do believe this is why they're in the end, they're going to have to use the 25th Amendment, because Joe Biden, he's going to say, I don't remember anything. And he's going to the gibberish and looking into space, shaking people's hands that aren't really there. It's all going to happen. Paul Sperry put this out on Getter, Midnight Rider, put this out on Telegram and said, breaking, internal FBI records reveal a frantic Peter Strzok and Crossfire Hurricane team went into overdrive in days after Trump's surprise November 8th, 2016 victory. Frenzy of activity included discussing the creation of special Trump unit, holding secure video teleconferences to discuss the next moves, expanding travel budget for Crossfire agents, analysts, drafting memo, laying out the future. Now, really think about this. They went into overdrive. They were trying to get Trump. They know that he would be able to see all this information. He could declassify everything. He has access to everything. And this is why we're seeing all of this play out. And this is what Durham is doing. He's building the case, and he's going to bring it down all around them. And remember, the Igor Danchenko trial starts tomorrow. And Durham, he's building the narrative. The trial itself isn't really about Danchenko. Yes, he's involved in this. But it's exposing and showing the connections to the FBI and Clinton and many others. He needs to show that they were involved, that they knew about this, and they knowingly instructed these people and paid these people to do certain things. And this is what he's building upon. And I do believe the people are going to start to realize what's really going on, and the people are going to start to understand what is happening. Now, really start to think about all of this and think about Ukraine. Think about the timing of Putin going into Ukraine. Think about what Putin is exposing. Think about the deep state and how they're panicking, because they're the ones who were involved with Russia with selling Uranium One. They were involved in Ukraine. They actually started the war. We'll be talking about that in a sec. And they had their money laundering operation. They had the virus labs. They had all of these things set up. And now it's going to be exposed. So Durham, on one hand, is building the narrative and the story, and these same players are going to be involved in Ukraine present day. And people are going to see this. And then they're going to go backwards in time to show how this actually began and what they did as we approach World War III nuclear war. Who's responsible for nuclear war? They will be. This is going to be very interesting how this plays out. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, before we get there, we know the other day that China is setting up police stations around the world. There are some in Canada, some in Europe, and there's one in New York City. And it seems that Republican lawmakers, they want answers from Attorney General Merrick Garland and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken regarding a Chinese police station operating in New York City. Indiana Rep. Jim Banks, Republican Study Committee Chairman, Florida Rep. Michael Waltz of Florida, Wisconsin Rep. Mike Gallagher, and other lawmakers, they sent a letter to Garland and Blinken expressing grave concerns about the Chinese police presence in the city. Now, according to the letter, the Public Security Bureau of Fuzhou, China, announced in January 2022 that it has opened the first batch of 30 overseas police service stations in 25 cities in 21 countries. The lawmakers pointed out that the U.S. branch is hosted at the American Shangli Association, which is an overseas Chinese hometown organization in New York City. And they're saying that this cannot happen. There should be no room for the Chinese government to exercise extraterritorial law enforcement unilaterally on U.S. soil. And they want answers to this. Why is this happening? And we have the right to know. And this should not be happening here in the United States, or basically in any country, because people in their own sovereign countries, they should police themselves. You don't want a foreign country coming into your country and they're going to start policing. Does that make that means they're taking over your country? That's what that really means. It's like if you lose a war and now they have military police, they have the police there and they take control of your country and they make new laws. That's what they're trying to do here. And this is going to fail on them. And the people are waking up to this. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the Biden administration, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bankers. Yes, they're all involved in this together. They're trying to start World War III because they know the information that's coming out is going to destroy them. But what's very interesting about all this that's coming out, and remember, the Biden administration, the deep state players, they needed a certain group of people that they could control and use them as their foot soldiers. So if you notice, they've really gone forward with the transgender community. And you could see that the transgenders, they're in Antifa. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. They control them in the military. They've used them everywhere, and they can't define a woman. They can't do any of these things. And I do believe that they're using these people to do their dirty work, to cover up pedophilia or try to normalize pedophilia. They're trying to use these people but when it comes down to it, they're just using them. And how do we know this, that they're just using them, when they say, oh no, this man that became a woman is now a woman? Well, that's what they've been telling us. That's what they've been trying to convince us of. But when you look at what the Biden administration is actually doing and you look at their actions, it doesn't jive in what they're saying. The Biden administration is requiring trans women to register for a draft if they were born a male. So U.S. citizens or immigrants who are born male and change their gender to female are still required to register. Individuals who are born female and change their gender to males are not required to register, reads the guidance on requirements from the Selective Service System. So really think about this. So right here, it tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that they're using these people and they needed to find a group that they could take this group and empower them and bring them out of the darkness and into the light. And these people would do whatever they wanted. And yes, I know there's other agendas associated with this. But you could see that the Biden administration, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private central bankers, they are pushing war like we've never seen before. And very interestingly, we have North Korea. They are continually firing missiles. They actually simulated striking South Korea with nuclear weapons. And we're starting to see this build up out in Ukraine. We're starting to see it build up in North Korea. And that reminds me of post 4847. This is October 11, 2020, coming up on a two-year delta. And it's referring to post 4828. And this is on October 7th, 2020. It says, do you remember when the media had wall-to-wall live and fear coverage, RE North Korea? Do you remember when Hawaii accidentally sounded the incoming missile alarm? What happened? North Korea no longer a nuclear threat. Mountain collapse. China seeking North Korea command to fire short, long-range ballistic missiles pre-election. What is North Korea doing today? Pretty much the same thing. Stage being sent. So now we're starting to see everything is coming together. And I do believe the stage is being set. And the stage is going to show these individuals who are controlling and pushing us into war. Remember, the war out in Ukraine didn't start with Putin. It started with the deep state. It started with Biden, Obama, Victoria Nuland, Clinton. They're the ones who staged the overthrow of the government in Ukraine and then started a war with Russia because Donetsk, Lugansk, and Crimea didn't want to be part of the new puppet government. So if you're not going to be a part of it, you were deemed what? A terrorist. Russia stepped in and said, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? Crimea, do you want to be with these people? No, if you don't, vote yourself away. Donetsk and Lugansk, they've been fighting since they overthrew the government in 2014, 2015. So the war was started a long time ago. Putin, he's going to finish this war. And he's going to bring the whole thing down upon them. Now, think about what happened. The neo-Nazis, the Ukrainians, they decided, and yes, the deep state players are involved in this, they decided they were going to make the first move, and they blew up the bridge that connected Ukraine and Crimea. Traffic is now flowing again, but they made the first move. But this isn't going to be the last move, and Putin, he is now warning them. But before we get to that, we see that Poland is advising its citizens to leave Belarus. They're saying they should leave the country. We're seeing that the Crimea bridge, the bombing is an international act of terrorism by Ukraine. This is what Putin is saying right now. And he says that we are going to respond in force. So Putin, he is threatening Kiev with even tougher response in case of further Ukrainian terrorist attacks. And they fired missiles at many different locations. And they blew up some of the infrastructure. Ukraine was hit with like over 70 missile attacks. And they had power outages in several cities. And this was to show Ukraine, the deep state, that Putin, he has the ability to wipe out Ukraine in one instance. That's really what it's showing. And he's showing them, you want to mess with us? Look what's going to happen. Now, really think about this. Does the deep state want this? Yes, that's why they blew up the bridge in Crimea. Where is this leading us to? World War III and most likely a nuclear war. Trump did mention this. Is this part of the plan? I do believe so. Clandestine put this out on True Social, said, investigation into Crimean bridge attack indicates the Ukraine special forces are behind the act of terror. Putin clarifies the ongoing airstrikes in Ukraine are response to the maraud of terrorist attacks directed at Russian infrastructure. Russia are striking military, energy, and communication installations. Putin declares any further escalations will result in a harsh and commensurate response. Absolutely. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Randy Weingarten, you know, the president of the largest teachers union in America, she's deciding to go out to Ukraine and she's going to head to the border. And this is what she put out. Woke up this AM to reports of disgusting Russian missile strikes in Kiev and Lviv and other cities. Heading to the border now to assess the situation. This Russian attempt is frightening civilians and the effect on children who are learning online today. Is why this Ukraine trip is so important. Why is she going out to Ukraine? Why is she going to the border there? Don't we have a border here? There's an invasion going on with illegals, but everyone's going out to their border. Charlie Kirk said the following. Why is Randy Weingarten, president of the largest teachers union in America, headed to the Ukrainian border to assess the situation? Maybe she's there to ensure the Ukrainian children are vaxxed. Really think about this for a sec. We're in clown world right now. And you can see that they're all part of the criminal syndicate. That's what this really is. They're all the foot soldiers. And they're doing the bidding of the puppet masters. Now, what's very interesting is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Ukraine. He put out a tweet. And this is what the tweet says. It's written in Ukrainian. But it says, a struggle continues on our land, the scale of which the world has not seen since the Second World War. We have no right to transfer this war to our children. The enemy must be destroyed here and now, and we can do it. But the very interesting thing about this is he's wearing a bracelet. And people did a close-up of the bracelet, and the bracelet has a Nazi symbol on it, which shows you everything you need to know, that these are Nazis. They're in Ukraine. And time again, it shows there are Nazis in Ukraine. These are the neo-Nazis. And they're fighting against Russia. Who's working with the neo-Nazis? Oh, wait, the criminal syndicate. Yes, it's the same group. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, a Ukrainian tank was decorated with a swastika and was caught on camera in Kharkiv by a German news crew on September 20th, 2022. And we continually see more and more information come out that shows us that, yes, they are Nazis. Yes, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they're trying to hide this. They're trying to hide the fact that they're working with Nazis. Didn't corporations, corrupt politicians work with the Nazis before World War II? Yes, they did. Are they working with them now? Yes, they are. Hans on Twitter put this out and says, Russiagate started off as a Clinton dirty trick to smear Trump. When he won anyway, it became an establishment scam to criminalize diplomacy with Russia. It's the crime of the century, a crime that has led us to the precipice of World War III. Yet they all walk away scot-free. Think about what he just said here. Russiagate started off as a Clinton dirty trick to smear Trump. Now here we are at the precipice of World War III, a nuclear war. Trump brought us full circle. Everyone is going to see everything very, very clearly. Let's go back to post 4,845. This is October 9th, 2020, just past a two-year delta. And there's a tweet by Hillary Clinton, and this is what it says. Now, this tweet was put out on March 4, 2015. She says, I want the public to see my email. I asked state to release them. They said they will review them for release as soon as possible. Now, think about what Trump is doing. Think about what he has. Remember, her emails aren't deleted. I do believe Trump has them. I do believe he has all the information. So she said that she wants them released, as you wish. Down below, it says, Roger that, Madam Secretary. Has C in brackets, classified state. And then it says, Clinton Foundation plus Soros journalist, Director Africa, SA, SAPs, China, Russia, Uranium One, Hussein Director, Benghazi, MB, CIA Assets, Crimes Against Humanity, Root Huma, CC Wiener Backup. Nothing is ever truly deleted. Threats, blackmail, and bribes. So nothing is deleted. She wants her emails to be produced to the public. Trump is going to say, you wanted this to happen. Remember you tweeted this back in 2015? And think about Ukraine. Ukraine right now, this is coming into the picture because it's going to be the same players. And evidence is going to be coming out of what they have done there. So let's go back to post 48. This is November 2nd, 2017. It says, what is Q clearance? United States Department of Energy security clearance that is roughly comparable to a United States Department of Defense top secret clearance with sensitive compartmentalized information access. It is the most permissive clearance granted by the United States government, acting as the sole means of access to the vast compartmentalizations, top secret and secret restricted data and Department of Energy security areas. What hint does this explicitly refer to? DOE, Department of Energy. Who would have the goods on Uranium One? The Department of Energy would control the labs which control uranium stockpile. Whoever wanted the transfer would have to go through the Department of Energy, including people with Q clearances. Does this stating Q refer that person works in the DOE? No. Does it refer that someone dropping such information as the highest level of security within all departments? I do believe so. So let me go to the next line here. It says the following. Why is this relevant? And it says May 2010. Barack Obama, this is what he said. Russia should be viewed as a friendly partner under Section 123, the Atomic Energy Act of 1954, after agreeing to a new nuclear weapons reduction deal and helping U.S. with Iran. Who is the enemy? What is being continually stated by all D's? Russia is what? The enemy. But Barack Obama is saying that they should be friendly. So are they friendly with Russia? Yes, they are. What did the Russia reset really provide? Clearance pathway to complete the Uranium One deal. Why is the Canadian Prime Minister so important? They never thought they were going to lose. The calm before the storm. Why do you think everything is focused on Ukraine? Why do you think World War III is starting there? Why do you think they're talking about nuclear weapons? Because it's coming full circle of what these people have done. And remember, the people are always the same players. The same players needed to stop Trump because he's going to expose all this. That's why they came up with the entire plan to try to bring down Trump. And they've been trying to bring him down since he got into office, actually before office, before he got into office. And now Trump is going to show the world everything. Sometimes you need to show everyone everything to force the nation to see it. And what is war going to do? It's going to show all the people that are behind this, that are trying to start war. Remember, on one side, you're going to have all the same people that are pushing for war, that want nuclear war. They were involved in all of these crimes. They were involved in treason. They were involved with the pandemic. They were involved with election fraud. They were involved with spying on Trump, impeachment hoax number one, number two, and every other crime. And they're trying to start a war to cover all of this up. This is why we're back at Ukraine, because everything revolves around this. And Trump, he's going to expose all of this in the end. And I do believe he's going to have help with world leaders saying, listen, we don't want war. You need to do something. And people are going to see very, very clearly who the warmongers are and who the peacekeeper is. And they're going to see very, very quickly why they wanted the war. Really think about this right now. This is all going to be coming down around them. I do believe the stage is being set. And this is going to destroy, it's going to bring down the entire house. It's going to bring down their entire system. And yes, there's many, many different things happening all at the same time. The storm is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned this yesterday, we mentioned that the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, he was looking at the vaccine, the COVID mRNA vaccines, and they were basically researching and testing the vaccine, and they've come up with certain results about the vaccine. And they've come to find out that there was an 84% increase in cardiac-related deaths in vax men age 18 to 39. Now, when you really start to think about this, why would the deep state want to put out a death jab that would have men of the ages 18 to 39 be subject to some type of heart problem? Because we're starting to see a lot of athletes when they start to push themselves and they start to push very hard in their sport, they collapse either from a heart attack or something else. So why would they want men ages 18 to 39 to have a heart attack if they were in a stressful situation, a physical situation? Because they needed to get rid of the fighting force of America. That's why they wanted everyone to take the death jab. That's why they were pushing this so hard. And now the Surgeon General of Florida, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Has done the work and is showing the world that people should not, countries, other states, they should not be giving this death jab, to anyone at this point. Rachel Campos Duffy put this out on Twitter, said, how many parents would have made a better vaccine choice for their son, daughter, if big tech, big pharma, and Democrats weren't censoring discussions about COVID? Why was this study left to Florida to do and not our CDC, NIH? Our federal public health is a joke. It is a joke. They're part of the criminal syndicate, and they were never going to do research in this because they're part of this entire plan to basically cull the human race. Actually, really think about it. If you're sitting at the top and you were the deep state people, big pharma and the rest, all part of the criminal syndicate, and you needed to cull the human herd, what would you do to do this without them knowing it was happening? Well, you create a pandemic or multiple pandemics, and you give them a death jab, and over time, the herd is culled. Think about what they've been doing. And if you can affect the men from 18 to 39, whenever they become physical, or they're under a great amount of stress, they have heart attacks, is there a threat anymore? No, there isn't. So when you start to look at this, you get to see the big picture of all of this. And this is what they're trying to do here. And you can see that their plan isn't working because people now, they're starting to wake up. The people are starting to realize that COVID is not that big of a deal. And I do believe in the end, when people start to learn what they have done here, it's game over for them. Just like the January 6th Select Committee. This has no traction. The people aren't buying what they're selling. And Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter, said, laugh out loud, after moving its original pub date from September to October, January 6th Select Committee now won't release its report until after the election. What happened? Everything's not going in their favor? They didn't get what they needed? No one's believing them? Because after the election, no one cares. You know why? Because the real investigations are going to begin. And we could see that certain players that are running for election in different states, they're in a bit of trouble right now. Let's take, for example, Katie Hobbs. She's saying that she's not going to debate Carrie Lake. She has no desire to be a part of a spectacle. You know why she doesn't want to be part of it? Because she would be demolished. Carrie Lake put this out on Twitter, and this is Katie Hobbs struggling to come up with anything nice to say about Latinos. And she says, 35 times. Just listen to a short little clip.
What have you learned, specifically learned from the Latino community?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't necessarily think about it that way in those terms. I think I really value my relationships across the board with different folks, and I learn all the time from people.
So do you really think that this person can go up against Carrie Lake? Absolutely not. Carrie says, seriously, Katie, really think about this. But you know what just came out? It seems that Katie Hobbs, during high school, they had something called Spirit Week, where students took part in a slave day and bid for younger students to perform degrading tasks. And she was a part of this. And we have the yearbook pictures and her doing all of this. So who's the real racist now? If you notice, it's the same thing over and over. The people that they choose, and I'm talking about the criminal syndicate, the people that they choose to put into place, they are racist and they're unstable and they're mediocre. They're just above stupid, because if they're too stupid, it wouldn't look good, because they would be saying things that look absolutely ridiculous, almost like Biden. And you could see that these people, they are the ones who are part of the Nazi regime. They are racist. They are unstable. They're blackmailed, and they'll do whatever the puppet masters want. Carrie Lake responded to this. She released a statement and she said, Katie Hobbs' record of racism, which already cost Arizona taxpayers $2.75 million after she was twice convicted of racist behavior, goes back to high school. The same Katie Hobbs who paid a woman of color $30,000 less than her white male counterparts also thought it appropriate to get involved in a cringe-inducing racist slave day and disgustingly celebrate it in her yearbook. And just last week, when Hobbs was asked in a forum to name one positive thing about Latino community, she could not come up with an answer. This is a clear and disappointing and alarming pattern, but this latest bombshell is beyond the pale. Silence and hiding won't cut it on this one. Katie Hobbs owes it to every Arizonian to come out of hiding and finally take accountability for her troubling record of racism. And if Katie Hobbs won't come out of hiding to explain herself, then the media owes it to the people of Arizona to find her. And she's absolutely right. And actually, if you look at all these people, they are being destroyed, because the public now, no matter how much the fake news tries to protect them, to cover for them, puts out stories against the other people, tries to deflect to other things, the people see this very, very clearly. Remember, once you wake up the majority, the people think logically. The propaganda doesn't work on them because they can see through the code. They can see through the code and it doesn't work. And people are seeing through a lot right now, and they're seeing everything that's happening. I mean, take, for example, Eugene Yuma Koenig. Once that information came out, we started to see Virginia in Fairfax County. They're saying, okay, we're dropping Koenig's poll chief election software. Now we have Detroit. They have terminated its contract. I think every single state, every county should terminate this right now. This individual was arrested. The data was going to China. Thanks to Catherine and to Greg and all the Anons who researched all this, every single county, every single state should be canceling this contract right now. There's a reason why this individual is arrested. And if you don't cancel it, it shows that you're part of the criminal syndicate, doesn't it? Clear and simple. And let's see what happens. Let's see how many other counties and states start to cancel this contract. Now, we know the deep state players, their main objective is to try to indict Trump. They want the MAGA crowd angry. They want them on the streets. They want a civil war. Actually, Bill Gates has been telling us this. Remember, all they're doing is they're trying to create chaos. They just can't get it started. They tried going all the way back when Trump was elected. And now they're trying once again because they know it's game over if they can't get this started. But the American people, they're not going along with this. The majority is saying, no, we're going to sit this one out. We know what you're trying to do. And they're continually trying over and over and over. Charlie Kirk put this out. The Washington Post has polls out today that shows 93% of Democrats want to see Trump indicted. But other recent polls found 64% of Democrats support reparations. 30% of Democrats think it's fine to kill a baby at its due date. 25% of Democrats think men can get pregnant. And if you really start to look at this and you really start to understand what's going on, you can see that they're trying to push this as hard as possible. This is why the Department of Justice and the FBI, this is why they raided Mar-a-Lago, because they wanted Trump indicted before the midterms. They're trying to create some type of civil war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path. They're leading all of these individuals down this path to show the American people who the criminal syndicate really is. And I do believe behind all of this, it might be the CIA. Even those FBI agents, because we know there's a lot of FBI agents that are actually from the CIA. And I do believe they're orchestrating a lot of this. Let's go back to post 4838. This is October 8th, 2020. It says, what happens if the CIA was actively involved in domestic targeting and surveillance of U.S. persons, direct and indirect? How does one agency attach itself to another? The CIA is restricted in the collection of intelligence information directed against U.S. citizens. Collection is allowed only for an authorized intelligence purpose. For example, if there is a reason to believe that an individual is involved in espionage or international terrorist activities, the CIA's procedures require senior approval for any such collection that is allowed. And depending on the collection technique employed, the sanction of the Director of National Intelligence and Attorney General may be required. Down below it says, look here, FBI. Look here, Department of Justice. Do not look here, CIA. What happens if the CIA is orchestrating all of this? Think about that for a second. Now, think about Antifa. Think about BLM. Think about the neo-Nazis. Think about the criminals and the illegals, the gang members and everything else. We know that eventually what's going to happen, they're going to use their foot soldiers. I'm talking about the deep state. They're going to use their foot soldiers to create chaos, to try to start a civil war. They might even be dressed up as Trump supporters. We might even see the Patriot Front group go up against Antifa. There's many different scenarios here. But Trump, he retruthed Real America's Voice. And it says, nothing happened. This is during his rally. He said, nothing happens to Antifa. Nothing happens to BLM. But look at what happens to patriots. They're jailed. They're deemed domestic terrorists. They're censored. I do believe he's sending out a message right now, letting everyone know that Antifa is on deck, BLM is on deck, the illegals, neo-Nazis, they're all on deck. Let's see what happens. Then Trump, he started to retruth many different memes. And here's one from his rally in Nevada. He says, radical left attacks are making us stronger and much more unified than ever before. Here's another. There is only one way to end this madness. If you want the decline and fall of America, then vote for the radical left Democrats. If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you must vote Republican. This election is your chance to send a strong message to all the arrogant left-wing radicals who want to dictate what you can say, what you can think, and how you can live. With your vote, you can humiliate Joe Biden, the media, and the corrupt Democrat machine, and you can declare that America will always remain a free country. Think about what Trump has done from the very beginning. He showed America. Sometimes you have to see it to believe it. This is why the resident, this is why it was so important for him to be in this position. Remember, the system is deep and wide. It's not just about a couple corrupt individuals. This is their system that Trump is taking down. And he needed to show the people what their system actually was. And that is what he has done. And now the people, they are awake because of this. And as the people wake up, what can they do? They can take back their country. And I do believe all of this is becoming full circle. The stage is set. People are going to take back the country. The individuals who are responsible for all these treasonous crimes, they're going to be in the spotlight. And we're going to see it's the same group every single time. And the people are going to learn what they have done here. And there's going to be no escape. There's going to be no deals. These people are headed towards prison. These people might take the easy way out. But in the end, Trump has trapped all of them. And he's going to take down the entire system. The people are taking down the system because we are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern-day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five super supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful-looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with MultiCollagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet-resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.